It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good.
Man, Merry Christmas to all. I'm Ryan McChesney, and I'm here with a special guest I have, Connor Scholes here, Mr. Hot Takes himself.
That's right.
Mr. Hot Take, the guy, he'll pull stats out of nowhere, and you'll have to look it up. But
I would make irrational trades.
Make irrational trades, we'll get in that, and we're trading everybody for Clayton Kershaw. Just whatever. Where's the Chiefs thing at that I wanted? It's not on here. Golly.
This is starting off like gangbusters.
It is starting. Well, it always does this. Like I had the tomahawk chop Chiefs things that I wanted to start out with because it's a very special
Maybe
week.
Maybe the Ryan procrastinator would be better.
That is. We'll play that later. I actually. Chiefs. Yeah. Are we going down the bottom? All right, now we get the tomahawk chop. So, all right, it's a special week for me, Connor. It's not because it's Christmas. It was a Christmas.
Why is this?
Because it's Pat Mahomes week.
It is Pat Mahomes
week. It is Pat Mahomes, and I've been waiting for this pretty much my whole life.
The entire season.
Yeah.
And your whole life.
Yeah, because the last time the Chiefs started a quarterback that they drafted in the first round, do you know what year it was?
I feel like it was like 87.
87. 87, Connor. My gosh.
I was in first grade.
I was three. I was three in 87. And that franchise, I feel like this is going to be a bad dream, and we're just going to get somebody from San Francisco.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, he might actually be a good take there. But yes. So what are your thoughts on that, Connor Scholes?
So here's my deal. I think that we should take whatever happens on Sunday with a complete grain of salt and be okay with it.
I will not be happy unless he throws for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's what I expect. Maybe 50 yards rushing.
So to Pat Mahomes, we apologize for Ryan.
Yeah, no pressure, man. No pressure.
No pressure.
Now, and I will not, under any circumstances, no matter how well he does, I will not say he should start in the playoff game.
Okay, now I feel like we need to step back there because I feel like this is a shift in Ryan here.
Yeah.
Because a few weeks ago, you were cut Alex Smith.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Let's explain.
In my defense, Alex Smith lost the Giants. I think the Giants have gone down to Division II football now, right?
Possibly.
Like they've been really bad. They lost the Giants, then they lost the Bills. So at that point, I thought you're struggling, and one of the reasons they were struggling is, and now we in hindsight, looking back on it, is probably the big red Santa Claus. You know, not being able to
not calling plays
that are actually being like really predictable on offense, and so for whatever reason, once they got what's it, Charles Nagy? Who is it, Matt Nagy?
Matt Nagy.
Charles. The pitcher for the Indians. Matt
was
Nagy
from Major League or actually a pitcher for the Indians?
I think he was an actual pitcher. I think I had one of his cards, but. But yeah, so once they got Matt Nagy, all of a sudden he's like they're being creative, they're being really creative. Now I said this when I was reviewing the Dolphins game, in one of my podcasts. I said this. I was watching the game and Alex threw some dimes against the Dolphins. I mean there was a 3rd and 15 play to Tyreek Hill,
deep and accurate,
incredibly accurate, and then that touchdown pass to Travis Kelce.
Yes.
That was amazing. Kelce caught it. Like, and one of my
that
big,
may have been the other American.
Yeah, yeah. One of my big fears going into the playoffs, because I think you would agree with me, is that you know Kelce's going to drop a pass somewhere that's going to cost us a good amount of yards.
Yeah, it's he makes such good catches, and then sometimes it's almost like he thinks, oh, that one's easy, so
yeah.
I should drop it. You know?
Yeah, I saw it against the Steelers, and then he's like, once again, he's good for at least a drop. But the guys, I don't know. I hope that I'm wrong, but I have such like a rational. I'm a Chiefs fan, and so like
you're afraid that it's going to be 27-9 Baltimore.
Yes.
At our house.
Yeah. Well, because that has happened before, by the way.
Yes. Different quarterback. I believe his name was Matt Castle.
Yeah, Matt Castle, who.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, $60 million later. Is he still playing? Is Matt Castle still playing?
I believe he's a backup.
So in the Titans, I think.
Yes.
So he could come back to Arrowhead. So Matt. Yes, because he did play. He did play in the preseason game when Mahomes just lit it up. Yeah, I remember that. It's like, welcome home, Matt Castle. He was an All-Pro. Yeah, for the Chiefs, he was an All-Star. But I'm looking forward to Patrick Mahomes going up against the Denver Broncos. And what are you said that, you know, we should kind of temper our thoughts because
I think one, you know, this is his first game, so. He's absolutely entitled to throw at least two passes that go directly to a defensive player. And then I think you're looking at DeAnthony Thomas and Chesson and some of our other receivers
playing against the first string.
Yes.
Broncos
playing
defense,
against the first string.
A kid to leave. And
you know that the Broncos defense does have some pride. So
yeah.
They're, you know.
Yeah. Their offense, on the other hand, no pride.
I don't know what their offense
no pride. Has. You know, but, as good as Elway was a quarterback, that guy cannot find a quarterback worth anything.
Well, yeah. He needs to, I guess, are we going to see Eli Manning?
I don't know. Eli's like, no, I'm good. So I would agree with that. And, you know, I was actually watching if you go on YouTube, they had like highlight clips of Colts versus the 49ers in 1998, where it's Peyton Manning versus Steve Young. And it's really early on in the season, and Peyton Manning was a rookie. And if you look at his stats, it was like he had like what, like three touchdown passes to like 10
interceptions. 55 interceptions,
yeah.
Or something.
So,
yeah.
So, and it was Peyton Manning.
Yes.
And so he still, there was the talent was there, and you could clearly see in that game, like he still had like, because he was lighting them up.
And
but
I feel like, you know, I mean, I think he went 3-13 his first season. I mean, you got some great for the rookie.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And
he's just finding his way. Finding his way.
Either way, it's going to be a great experience for him.
And Alex Smith doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, and Alex Smith doesn't get hurt, and Kareem Hunt doesn't get hurt, or Tyreek Hill, or Travis Kelce. Like,
he's great.
Please sit them out, because we don't need them hurt, because one of the reasons I think we lost to the Patriots that one year in the playoffs was because we had Macklin hurt.
Yep.
And we didn't get that rest. We needed rest.
Really, the last 2 years in the playoffs, when we lost games, Macklin was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had a bye week, though, against the Steelers. So
that's
there
true.
Was no excuses for – he was – and that was a tough loss. Golly.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
I know. And then the Colts game.
No,
to a
28-10
lead. Or was it 38-10 lead? Yeah.
That was when, like, every player on our offense got knocked out of the game.
Yep. That was Jamal Charles.
The water boy was taking snaps. Chase Daniel. But
yeah.
Kind of.
It was,
thing.
Yes. Oh, gosh, man. Dwayne Bowe was our number one receiver.
Who? Who's that? I blocked him
some
from
guy,
my memory.
Some guy who's not in the league anymore. So I'm excited because it's such a pressureless situation for him just to go chuck it.
Absolutely.
I just want to see him chuck it, man.
I want to see a 65-yard ball.
And you know what? And if I were playing, because I did win my fantasy league, I won $200. I just raked everybody over the coals. Thank you.
Shout out,
Matt
Gladden.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, Matt Gladden, Matty Ice. if I were taken, I would take DeMarcus Robinson. Because, you know, him and Mahomes have a good chemistry together. I think they went and saw Star Wars this week from what I saw on Twitter.
So that probably means that they're going to, you know, connect twice for touchdowns.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not like, yeah. And I do follow Patrick Mahomes. Like, do you follow him on Twitter?
I do.
And so I thought they went to go see some movie.
I saw something about that.
But I was, so not that I was going to go and find out what theater they were at. But I probably
all we need to know is the headline, you know, Mahomes, DeMarcus
so much. Oh man! But if you watch, like, Patrick Mahomes had a great.
Have you seen this? Have you seen Star Wars?
We talked about this before the show. I've only saw the prequels were the last. So I saw like the first like six versions of
these two. I don't have any remembrance of.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't follow that because I didn't know. All I know is Natalie Portman was really cute, and I didn't like Anakin Skywalker. So, I need to watch
Force Awakens.
Yeah, The Force Awakens, and because I was talking actually to my friend who's a lawyer, Ken Lubinsky, shout out, who is a huge Star Wars guy, and I think the general consensus was that like these films have been really good. Ever since that Disney bought out Star Wars, they've done it justice. So I need to check that out. I need to have like a day where I just kind of like have like a marathon.
Probably Pat Mahomes just watch it with you.
Yeah, right? That'd be awesome. Patty Ice, what's it? Patty Mac, what's it? What do we call him?
I don't know. I have Mahomie, chilling with Mahomes.
Mahomes, yes, yeah. I do. You know who else is
shout
my homie? I'm gonna like because and this is how like me and my friend Sean Pearson because he invited me. Over from Mahomes Day.
So what's this going to look like?
We're going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
And so it's going to be like our New Year's Eve / Pat Mahomes celebration day. Man, I'm just like, yeah, there's no pressure. There's no pressure on this game. And I'm so excited. And then maybe we can watch The Force Awakens afterwards.
There you go. That sounds like a good idea. And then you can go watch The Last Jedi.
Yeah, and The Last Jedi, yeah.
So start talking about stacked lineups. How about those Royals?
Okay. So here what's like I don't know. I'm so surprised that like nobody on the Royals has like the free agents. None of them have gotten signed.
Or even interest. I mean Kane.
You know, just like Scott Boras is like just like in he's about to set something on fire right now.
He's absolutely I mean
he's losing money left and right. This isn't like 2000, 2000.
The dude spent the entire offseason talking about how Hosmer had some perfect gene.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden it's not translating to money.
Yeah. And no, it's not because, I mean, people don't want to, I guess like, you know, what there's a new, I don't know the whole like, but there's a new, salary cap or,
A luxury tax.
Luxury taxes.
There's
really
a lot
crazy.
Of teams are trying to stay under it. Yeah.
Anyways, if you want to call us in at 646-787-1540, and we'd be happy to talk with you about anything sports related or kind of just, I guess, anything Star Wars related too.
Could be.
But be sober. I have gotten people call in, and they're just like, they do Billy Bob Thornton impressions from Sling Blade. It's like, really? All right. So that might be a requirement too. But we're live from the underground
lair.
Underground lair here.
Of the Skulls Board.
Of the
really.
Skull. Yeah, and it is. We have like a Lego City. We're in Lego City right
we
here.
We are in Lego City.
In the police department.
There's Ninjago Legos as well around here. We have the Mini Cooper, the Beetle, I mean the Millennium Falcon, like we're surrounded by Lego Royals.
This is
here.
Awesome. Yeah, yes. It's just like, I mean, I'm an adult, and I would love to just chill out here. Like, and then we have a Jayhawk poster, too. Jayhawk, Fort Life with Devontae Graham.
We have the, it's somewhere around here. He's got a signed basketball as Roy Williams signature. That is right behind him.
Nice.
Got the old coach. Yeah. I took Caleb to his first KU basketball game.
Yeah, they played Omaha, right?
They played the University of Nebraska at Omaha.
Okay.
It was a close game of 109-68, but Caleb enjoyed it. Got to experience Alan Phillips. And I thought it was great because if you take them to a blowout, they see lots of dunks, lots of threes.
Yeah.
They get to see the garbage time walk-ons come on and the crowd cheer for everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a good experience.
Yeah, does Tyler Phillips still play for them?
I think he's like a 15th-year senior.
Okay.
No, he's actually done. So.
But the coach's kid, yeah.
However, Connor Tien's little brother plays. So,
really?
Yes. He's a walk-on.
Where did Connor Tien play in high school? He played. I know he played. He was like a five sport athlete. Was it Rockers? I think he played Rockers.
Been.
He was
yeah.
quarterback at Rockers, I think. And
now this has gone off the charts. When we've reached Connor T.
Yeah, look, hey man, we're to, it's all.
There it is.
I'm looking at like that's a great picture of Sphere right there too. That's a really intimidating picture.
Yes.
yeah.
I feel like this is the appropriate time for me to do my irrational pitch for the Royals trading everyone in the
okay.
world for Clayton Kershaw.
All
right, right?
You have 30 seconds for this garbage.
All right, here's the deal. I love Clayton Kershaw. You can't convince me that he's not the greatest, even though there's probably great arguments against it. They don't matter. And I would trade our AAA team for him. So
everybody
that's
in AAA.
The end of my
Raul yeah. Mondesi.
well, he's
cool.
Major League level because we don't have any Major Leaguers.
No,
so.
Not right now. Where they're all in free agents.
Yes.
So, and the thing is, the Dodgers wouldn't go for that.
Yeah,
they're
no.
Like, no, we're good.
No. But, you
Clayton
know,
yeah.
you can dream.
Yeah, now your rationality of that was that once you're guaranteed to win one
every five games.
So that's, you're betting the farm yeah. system on that.
Yes.
You're literally betting the farm.
Yeah, pretty much.
really. That. And then you have nobody else.
No.
Nobody,
because no.
Duffy's gone.
Definitely. Really, here's the deal. I just, during 2014-15, I just wanted to see what would have happened if you had Kershaw pitching with that defense. Just for a 10-game stretch, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah, man. That would have been great.
So
I think, yeah.
And now it's not that defense.
You know, if you look at the Royals pitching staff back in, like 2015, it wasn't that great. Like, they got like, I mean, career years from everybody. Edison Flickens. And yeah,
oh, and in the playoffs he went.
Yeah,
he pitched in 97.
Yeah, it was great. He was throwing smoke against Toronto in the playoffs. And Yordano Ventura, God rest his soul.
That's right.
I mean, my God, like, yeah, that guy. That's who I felt like we missed the
yes.
past 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely
year,
did.
Because we missed that guy.
And I felt like there was that really affected the first part of the season too.
It did. Yeah, it did. And then, and then Carden's going down, so we didn't have to tackle that guy, like, that guy's spot.
I feel like we're going to outperform expectations, but still not be great.
Yeah.
That's my
you,
if we got over 70 wins this
yeah.
year, I would feel like we had a good season.
No, well, that's, the Pacoda would have us, you know, that's where they
Pacoda
have us
Pacoda probably
year.
Has us, like, 42.
Yeah, they have us every year, like, even when we won the World Series,
yeah.
it's like, 72.
Yeah.
So do you think that they should pack it in? They should redo the whole team?
Well, here's the deal. I think because the market has gone so cold on Hosmer and Moustakas, I think we have to wait and see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can pick them up for cheap or cheaper than we were thinking,
yeah.
I think we look at re-signing them.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be 7 years, $150 million for Hosmer, then we need to just go for it. Start Bubba Starling in center field
yeah.
and just go the whole 9 yards
yeah.
and see what happens.
Yeah, because you're going to get some picks for that.
Right.
Like
we're
if it's over 100 million, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's
so,
over 50 million.
Yeah. Oh, it's over 50. Yeah. I agree with that. I hope that I kind of like, there's a part of me that really wants to see their careers stay in Kansas City.
I'm ready for the next. I mean, I know that Alex Gordon is really our career Royal, but I'm ready
yeah,
for the next
and
career
I'm
Royal.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that at all.
That
was a bad
when
deal.
We signed him, we were all for it.
We,
so it's
we
really
were happy.
Hard. It's really hard for us to crush it now.
We had a good. Yeah, no, it is. And it's just it
and
didn't work out.
He's playing team ball. Like he wants to do his best for teams. So.
Yeah, and he has a good work ethic. It's
yeah.
just.
Somehow the bat is not swinging.
He cannot hit the ball anymore.
I am hopeful that he rebounds, that he goes opposite, turns into Oppo Gordon.
That would
okay
be great. That would be.
If Gordon turns into a singles hitter and hits opposite field, I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah.
As long as he bats
yeah.
over 220.
Yeah. 200, man. Get over the Mendoza line, Gordon. Like, stop trying to pull the ball and actually, like, show some emotion. But my thing is with the Royals is that I just I don't want them to gut the whole team because I don't want to see guys like Duffy and Salvi go. I don't want them to trade Duffy or Salvi.
No, I think
like,
if we do that, then there's a certain line you got to keep yeah. guys that can help with the and yeah. Salvi's that guy, Duffy's that, and yeah. honestly, if Hosmer's cheap enough, I think he's that guy too.
Yeah,
but I don't think we need to overpay, especially when it's very obvious that the first baseman market is not real hot.
Neither is the third baseman market.
And neither is the third baseman.
So because Boston, I mean Boston and New York were the guys that I think we were worried yeah. about. If Hosmer signs. Hosmer signs with San Diego, that would be career suicide for him because yeah. nobody signs with San Diego and is productive.
Besides Tony Gwynn.
Well, that and you're going back to 84.
Yes.
All right.
Going back a long
James
way.
Shields, yeah. Who is the guy for the Dodgers who signed a big contract? A big hitter.
Oh, Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp, yeah. yeah. And so.
Will Myers.
Will Myers, average. Yeah. Average. Like he was supposed to be a phenom, but he's average.
Let's talk about the hindsight on that trade looking better and better.
So we sent him to the Devil Rays, and we got Wade Davis and James Shields and Jake. Who is it? Did we send Jake over?
And we sent Odorizzi. And Odorizzi out of the two has actually been the better overall player.
Yeah, and we ended up getting a championship out of that.
Yeah, which is
because I mean we got a guy who could lead, showed us how to win in James Shields and Wade Davis, yep. who became the freaking Terminator.
Yes,
as a closer. But but yeah, man, go Royals. I'm excited to see kind of like see where this is at. I'm excited to see how they because I'm kind of there's a part of me that kind of wants guys like Hosmer and Moustakas to stay, and I want to see how they do. I want their careers to because they brought a lot to our city.
Yep.
As far as just being good guys for the city and also. A championship that I never thought I'd ever see ever.
And I think we have to just realize that Lorenzo Cain's going to get signed because there's lots of teams that want him right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably the most marketable guy. And but he's also, what, 32?
Yeah.
So
the center field position is a little hotter fire than the other two are. So what's your prediction? How many wins are the Royals going to have this year?
Man, it's hard for me to predict, but I don't know who's actually going to be on the team.
That's why you have to do it.
Yeah, so now I would probably go, honestly, I would probably go with 70. Because I feel like that Kennedy is going to come back and be better. He has to be better. He was awful last year. Duffy
will be better.
Yeah, Duffy will be better, although he's kind of throwing a temper tantrum on Twitter, I think, right now. About wanting to get traded.
He's all right.
You still have Salvi. I think Mondesi, there'll be some learning curves there. Who's the guy? The Bonifacio and Soler. You would think they'd step
something
up.
Yeah.
So I think that's like 70, and that's a high mark for them.
Yeah. I'm saying 72, and I'm being bold with that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they could very easily be 63 or 4.
They could be. But, it depends on the bullpen too. Jeez.
Just depends. I think, and I think the key is if they are a younger team, those losing streaks are harder to stop. And so, can Duffy and Kennedy kind of help a young team stop those streaks?
Yeah,
I think that's a big thing. But
I hope so. And who else is in their rotation? So you have Duffy, Kennedy, Carnes. Who else would be in there?
Duffy, Kennedy, Carnes, and then you're looking at the artist formerly known as Zimmer.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Peter
Mullen. No,
in
no they're not going to start.
He's
Peter
in relief. Really, you know, you always have Soria.
No, gosh.
I really don't know. I mean, you're looking at a lot of our Junis, Jake Junis.
Okay.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
You know.
He was
and probably Eric Skoglund. Eric Skoglund will be in the running for one of those.
That's not going to happen. That ain't going to happen. He just one good start.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you have to look at all those. But so what about this weekend? What's the prediction for the game?
The Chiefs are going to go into the Broncos, and I have no clue what's going to happen, which is great. I think the Broncos offense is laid down. So they're probably not going to score that much. Although I don't know who's going to play on the Chiefs defense either.
And they're not good on the road.
Yeah. And it would be nice to see who's the guys that they draft. Who's the Passanio?
Yeah.
I think they'll get some playing time. I think it'll be probably Broncos 21. And I'm being, you know, I don't think they've scored 21 points all year on offense. But Broncos 21, maybe an interception return for a touchdown. And the Chiefs 17.
Oh, see, I'm – call me the optimist, but I'm going to go 23-13 Chiefs.
23-13 Chiefs, maybe.
I feel like maybe even if we're resting our defense starters, we got some guys that haven't played most of the year and have lots more energy and just go for it and – get a couple sacks, maybe a fumble. I mean, depending on which quarterback would really with Denver any of your quarterbacks.
Yeah, they also.
You could have Osweiler. Isn't Osweiler with Denver now?
Yeah.
You could have Osweiler. You could have Lynch. You could have Simeon. All of them.
Wayne,
I mean, any
you could
of
bring
those guys.
Wayne Simeon back.
Yeah. Wayne Simeon would be a better quarterback than some of those. Yeah. I mean, so literally, we could have, you know, I'd say the over under on turnovers could be at least 5. Okay.
I'm okay with that. Mahomes running around chucking it up.
I mean, I
don't
okay
really care
that.
If he throws interceptions.
This
just
is the greatest. This is the greatest week to watch a game because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. At
it
all.
Doesn't matter. Just
like
go out there and have fun.
Yeah, chuck it up.
So,
chuck it up, Patty.
So I'm going 23-13.
So how many yards is Pat Mahomes going to have passed?
He's going to throw for 240 yards with one touchdown and 2 picks.
Okay. I will say, I'll say 250 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
Okay.
And maybe a fumble too. Like he'll get like sacked.
Just something.
Because who's going to play offensive line? I mean, you know that Von Miller's just going to like. He doesn't.
Yeah, that does scare me a little bit.
Which
is another good reason to not have our starters playing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But I also, you know. Don't want your franchise to get hurt either. And one of the most important things, will the NFL know what a catch is this year?
Well, maybe if they just call the Patriots, they can tell them.
You know, my biggest issue, and I didn't watch the Bills game. One of my good friends is a Bills fan, and he sent me a thing on Facebook. He said, when you're playing the Patriots, in order for it to be a catch, you have to catch in the middle of the end zone, hold it there for 5 minutes, and give it to the referee with 2 hands.
Seriously. I mean, come on. Like, at least with the Steelers one, there was some reason you could overturn it. With the Bills one, I saw nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt bad. Like, the Bills have enough bad luck without that.
Yeah. So that's... And the Chiefs with Kareem Hunt, he clearly caught the ball. It was a good catch. And then Tyreek Hill this week,
inbounds.
One of the best catches of the year got robbed out of because of I don't know what they're looking at. They're stopped frame by frame. I have no clue what they're looking at. It irritates me. It's not in the spirit of the game. They should. Every one of you guys in the NFL should be ashamed of yourselves. Every one of you referees. It should be called the common sense rule, all right? If it looks like a catch and acts like a catch, it is a freaking catch.
Well, I feel like there's a guy back there that's like, hey, let's wait 45 seconds, then I'll flip a coin. Oh, nope, that wasn't a catch.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's not enough to overturn it. Yes, there is. Like,
it's gotten pretty ridiculous to where it's not even, like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you're stopping the game,
come on.
And it's like, It was ridiculous when they did that with Dez Bryant. It's still ridiculous.
Can I tell you, I don't like the Cowboys. Dez Bryant made that catch.
Yes. Yes. 2014. We're still talking about that. Yeah. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And it's just really, it's irritating because I don't know. I want to go watch the Tyreek Hill. Let me bring that up. But Tyreek Hill, because he caught the ball. And by the way, that guy's turned into an amazing receiver, Tyreek Hill.
Still, he's going to get better and better at his route running. I mean, it's obvious that this is new for him.
Well,
he's going to get better and better.
It's obvious. Well, we'll just kind of play this. But yeah, it is obvious. But it's also his first year as a starting receiver.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
In anything. So I mean, my gosh, he's gotten 1,000 yards.
Crazy.
Over 1,000 yards. And the guy's just a legitimate deep threat.
Let's see, 4,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards by receiver, 1,000 yards by running back, 1,000 yards by tight end. One of two teams in history to do that.
The San Diego Chargers of 80, 81. Yeah, whatever.
That is so a catch that they didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah, it was a catch. And Alex Smith, like, he's this is probably my hot take, okay? Because and for those of you who know me, know that I'm not the biggest Alex Smith fan in the world, or I have been. maybe depending on what he does in the playoffs, but I think eventually he'll be up in the Ring of Honor.
I mean, who's the best? Who's another Chiefs quarterback that's better than he?
There's an argument for Trent Green because he put up better numbers, more yards.
Maybe.
But
yeah,
he didn't win as many games. Not as many, but playoff appearances. But
Smith has wins.
Who else? You know, Montana, but Montana was here for 2 years, and that's just sad that our organization fucked the tires off of him and got us the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. Look at that throw.
It's on 3rd and 15. He's just chucking it down. So I think it was Rich Gannon said that, you know, Tyreek Hill, he's kind of simple with his route running. Mm-hmm. But you can't ask for a better performance from the guys. For sure. The Chiefs don't miss Macklin at all.
And this is the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Before the season, if you had told us that Alex Smith would lead the league in deep throws.
Yeah.
Not in completions.
Yeah.
Like deep throw completions.
Yeah.
We all would have looked at you like you were crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, it's another dime to mm-hmm. Travis Kelce there. We're watching the highlights of the Dolphins game, and I really feel like that he's. If he plays like that, we can go win some couple games in the playoffs. Although this defense needs some work, and Sorensen is no Eric Berry.
He's trying, man.
He tries, but that guy is not very good.
The real question is, Ryan, do you have something you need to say to Alex Smith?
Let's wait till the playoffs.
Okay, all right.
Because
you're not saying anything yet.
No,
because
he could still win it, and I still.
That's true.
All I'll say is that I won't be calling for Patrick Mahomes to start any playoff game, regardless if he throws for 5 touchdown passes.
Right.
I'm really worried about the defense though, and coming into the playoffs because that Bob Sutton doesn't have a good track record of stopping teams in the playoffs.
I think that's a kind way of saying it.
Yeah.
Last year we stopped them from scoring.
But they couldn't get them off the field.
They couldn't get them off the field.
And honestly, Pittsburgh, their game plan was to, ball control offense mm-hmm. in a cold weather environment.
And they did.
and they did. And that was. But Smith, I said it depends on what he does in the playoffs. If he wins one or two games, I'll think he goes in the Ring of Honor because it's our first playoff win at home since AstroTurf.
And he's, the random hot take stat of the day is
look at that.
He is
look
the
at
first
that. Terrible
that was
defense.
Crazy. The first quarterback in NFL history to have 5 straight seasons of 3,000 yards passing and less than 10 interceptions.
Check down.
Except this year he's not.
No, he's not this year. This year those stats are legitimate.
So.
But he did lose to the Giants.
Yeah. We all have those things.
He lost to the Giants.
Not proud of.
And he also lost the Jets.
Although I think on that one.
That's true. But if you're going to give him credit for wins, then you also have to give him credit for losses.
300, that's the one they didn't call. 360.
No, that's a catch.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That was a catch. That's a great play, though. I mean, the guy can adjust. Tyreek Hill can adjust to plays. We're watching this play where he's Alex Smith just chucks it down there. And I think he underthrew it on purpose. I'll give Alex Smith credit for underthrowing on this one.
It's crazy.
But it's a great catch. There was one. Where is it though? I wanted to show it where Tyreek Hill has 2 feet inbounds to touchdown, and I don't like the officials. Look at this play, though. This Alex Smith run right here. Guts.
They had him twice, 3 times.
Yes. That might have been his best run of the year. I know he ran 70 yards against the Jets.
Oh, which was ridiculous.
But but this was probably like the game was still on the line here, and it was third down, and he just does everything he can.
I like this dipsy dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at that, 22. That's a terrible play though on 22's part. But he played a really good game. There's nobody should complain about him.
No. Well, now we're ready for playoffs, so we can come into the playoffs fresh.
Yeah.
That was Demetrius.
Yeah, and that guy scares me too.
He made a catch.
Yeah, he made a catch. One catch. This is a good play call too, right here where they do the
wide open.
Yeah, who's that guy? I've never heard of that guy before in my life.
Nope.
Was that Orlandis? Was that Charles? Jamal Charles? It was some Charles.
No, Jamal wants out of the Broncos.
Oh yeah, that's a poor guy. So this is the play I'm talking about right here, where Tyreek Hill has it. It's a great. He gets 2 feet in bounds. It's a great catch. And obviously, if it's close, they're not going to call it a catch because the officials are stupid and they don't really.
What?
Two. That's a catch. And they still have control of the ball. Yeah. That's a catch.
Yes. But it's not. You know,
by the NFL,
he's wearing a Chiefs jersey.
Yeah, and he's wearing it, and they don't give him any catches. This guy, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I don't, like. I don't know who is accountable for this mess that is a catch, what is not a catch, but they need to clear that up, and they need to not make it so complicated.
Something crazy.
It's not like run 2 feet, make a football, like a football move. Like, I just use your common sense.
It's insane, man.
Because like the ball, I mean, I don't know. It's same way with like kind of I guess the slowing down the replay of a stolen base.
Right.
When they're like foot comes off an inch.
Yes.
It's like
when they obviously stole it.
Yeah. You have to allow for that some sort of, because otherwise now you're
making the game artificial.
Yeah. But anyways, it just irritates me watching like, because I know that's going to come back to bite the Chiefs in the playoffs. You just know Kelsey's going to make a catch in the end zone, and he's going to bobble it just a little bit, and they're not going to call it a catch.
You know what I always thought would be really fun? Would be if in the playoffs, in like an AFC championship,
yeah,
if the tuck rule came back to bite Brady.
That's
like
not
he was
happen.
Trying to do the tuck rule,
that's
but it didn't happen.
Because there's no tuck rule.
Just let me have that dream, you know, that pipe dream.
Okay.
Of Brady fumbling when he thought he was getting away with the tuck rule, but he's not. He'd just be.
That's the last play of his career. Comes full circle.
Full circle. Tuck rule gets him.
Yeah.
Or the team against him does the tuck rule. Then leads to them beating them. I mean.
You know, and that goes back to you know and I know if it's going to be a close call, it's going to go the Patriots' way.
Yes, it is. Because that's the Patriot way.
Yeah, it is. Like, and that's what like scares me. And the same thing with Pittsburgh. Like, you know, James Harrison, he's not there anymore. But like, you know, he flopped.
You know what? Here's the deal. We might have a chance if we could ever get to Pittsburgh because James Harrison's not there.
He's not playing against Derek Fisher. Yeah. He's not playing against.
He always has a major day against us. So.
Well, I just our run defense isn't. I don't know. That's I
have hope. I'm gonna be the optimist. Say we got a shot. Because we can play with any of these teams.
We can. It's so, just, but we also can lose to anybody.
That's true.
And everybody. So it's.
But
just,
we've played better against good teams than we have against bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with the fact that we get in the playoffs, mm-hmm. we play the good teams, which means we play well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, it's we'll get, you know, about to go here to like around 4:30 here, but yeah. So we're just talking sports hot takes, and Hot Take Central. My hot take though. Of this season right now is that the Chiefs will finally win a home playoff game. Since the last time the Chiefs won a home playoff game, their quarterback was Joe Montana, an old 49er quarterback.
49er quarterback.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had a few of those.
No, let's see.
At least two.
We had, let's see, it goes Joe Montana. Joe Montana, Steve Bono, Elvis Durback.
Oh,
and then Alex Smith.
Then Alex Smith. Well, I'm nervous because I think that we'll probably have to play the Ravens. I feel like we match up really good against any other team but the Ravens. But I still think the Ravens are not good enough.
What has to happen for the Ravens to not play us?
They need to lose.
Okay. So
they need to lose Sunday, and we need the Bills for the Titans to win.
Okay. All right. So we're and who are the Ravens playing?
Oh,
got it.
Man. I believe the Ravens are playing the powerhouse known as.
Are they playing the Dolphins? Because you know Cutler's going to pack that in.
They're not playing the Dolphins.
Because Cutler packed it in this game.
Hold on here. I'm loading up.
You know what I really like is that this new GM made some moves as soon as he came on board. What's his name? The Chiefs GM?
You'd say that.
He made some moves, and they got the guy from the Bills, the running back Reggie Ragland, who's been
a great linebacker.
Yeah, who's been really good, and he's also going to take Derek Johnson's place.
The Ravens play the Bengals, man.
That's not good.
No, but the Bills play the Dolphins, and we know the Dolphins are packing it in, probably.
Yeah.
So that's hopeful.
Yeah, dang it.
I mean, then you're looking at the other team that's in contention is the Chargers.
Which I wouldn't mind seeing them come to Arrowhead again, because you know Phyllis does try to throw some stuff. But also he can light it up.
Yeah, he can light it up.
Yeah.
And then you're
he can
wishing
get hot.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
And Tennessee is playing.
By the way, Mariota, I ended up having, like, I picked Mariota, like, because Matthew Berry said that he was going to be
tell him what round you picked him up in.
The first round.
What round was that?
The first round is like the eighth pick, one ninth pick. After Rodgers, and you picked Rodgers that one, and I panicked, and I was like, oh, crap. So I picked Mariota because I thought he was going to be at Carson Wentz this year. I thought he was going to have a Carson Wentz.
But then Carson Wentz was like Carson Wentz.
And so and then Mariota was completely average, to below average.
Lots of interceptions.
Yeah, and not very good. I ended up having to sit him. I set him for Blake Bortles.
Oh, man. Who has been good.
Yeah.
Bortles has been really good.
And that's what helped. I actually had Mariota in both leagues. So I ended up having to sit.
Might be that you won a league with Mariota.
Yeah, but I ended up, I had to make some moves because I had to, I had really good, I had Le'Veon Bell and Kareem Hunt. So I made up in running backs what I lacked in quarterback. And it was just such a mess with him because I had to, play hot potato with him and Blake Bortles for most of the year. And it's just depending on the matchups. And I don't like to do that. I like to kind of be comfortable with So I ended up going out, a couple weeks ago, I ended up going out and getting Garoppolo. And so I set him, but I set him last week because he was playing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And then he went off.
Yeah, and he still lit them up. So it's, at this, you never know. I'm not a big fan of, it depends on the matchups. I've never been a fan of that. And I'm glad that I stuck with Roethlisberger, too, because he kind of, he had a rough start to the year. And,
So I just looked at my fantasy lineup because I have one that does week 17 and it has Le'Veon Bell with zero. Does that mean he's not starting Sunday? Are they just conceding the number one seed? I mean,
that doesn't make any sense. They should. No, you need to play him. But see,
of course they are playing the Browns, so you could probably not play him.
You could play. Yeah. That's, is it in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
So the Browns are going to go 0-16.
Yeah. I mean, yes. That's what
Cleveland. Oh, that was on the talking points here too. Is we'll have to laugh at the Cleveland Browns. So.
And now we.
John Dorsey.
Have fun with that.
It's the GM, and so Alex Smith next year to the Cleveland Browns for one of their second round picks. Huh?
Ooh, yikes.
Alex, don't do it, Alex. Don't take that. Wait, you have to have some kind of no-trade clause to the Cleveland Browns.
Just run away. Run away.
Go to the Jaguars. They'll appreciate you there, Alex.
They're not starting. It looks like they may not start Roethlisberger either.
What are they doing? I guess who's their backup? Is it still Byron Leftwich?
Maybe they feel sorry for the Browns.
Who is no. Look that up. Is that... Who is the Steelers backup? Is it still
it says,
Landry Jones?
Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and obviously Antonio Brown, who's already hurt, won't play Week 17.
That's a Cleveland Browns. That is a big slap in the face. They're not even trying to beat you guys. Like, that's just awful. So they're going up against Landry Jones, right? Landry Jones and some SEC, old SEC running back, I guess. I don't know. Like, that's who's playing for Cleveland now? Who's starting for Cleveland?
Is it DeShone Kizer or is it somebody else? I mean,
I don't know.
I'll be honest. I picked up Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
On one of my fantasy teams.
It was a good pickup because he scored a couple touchdowns.
Receiver, and yeah. He did. But other than that, like and Myles Garrett's their number one pick, who's looked decent when he's been healthy. But other than that, I mean, good night. What do you say about Cleveland? I feel sorry for them. I actually want them to do well because they've been so bad.
Yeah, you can't be that bad for that long. But they need to fire their coach. And I do think that Dorsey is a good talent evaluator, although I do think that they'll get stuck in terrible contracts.
I mean, can we – Hugh Jackson has been 1-15 the last two seasons. One last season, 0-16 this season,
yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah. You got to get fired. You got to, that's not a Dorsey guy.
And
Dorsey's going to clean out.
The general manager the owner's been like, oh, yeah, he's staying.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Really?
Dorsey said that?
Not Dorsey, but the team.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, man.
And what this is saying is because there's a lot of Chiefs executives out there, old Chiefs guys. So, who is it? The guy in Colts. Not Carl Peterson. The guy for the Colts. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Pulliam? No.
Not Pulliam. He's the old Chiefs guy. Andy Reid. He was I forgot his name. But he was the guy who was under John Dorsey. And so they're probably going to get Nagy as their coach because Pagano's going to be out. And then Hugh Jackman's going to be out. So that's going to – Dave Cove and Nagy is probably going to be the next.
And here's the deal. Unlike Bill Belichick, Andy Reid coaching tree has been quite successful.
Yeah, and that's what sucks because –
Yeah, because look at Doug Peterson. Look at, Nagy. I mean, you've got several coaches out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not like, cause Andy likes to, and Andy's one of those guys that will build up his make sure that people know about his assistants. Like he'll go out of his way to make them look good to other teams so they can get jobs, which is good. And like you said, Belichick is the opposite of that. And we've been burned in Kansas City because of that. Scott Pioli.
What?
Remember that guy?
I don't remember that guy, man.
Remember
Romeo Cornell.
Like, there was this one. They played it on a 610 Sports. There was this one spoof song of Pioli. Have you ever heard it?
Yeah, I have.
What was it? It was Amore. When your team really sucks and your draft picks are bust.
Pioli. Yeah. Todd Haley.
Todd Haley. That's another guy who was like a good coordinator. I think he will get another job in coaching.
He will.
Because he probably deserves it because he's doing a really good job as a coordinator.
Yeah.
Although he has talent.
He's got one of the greatest receivers in NFL history.
And one of the best quarterbacks.
And one of the better quarterbacks.
And one of the better running backs.
I mean, come
on. But he also does a good job of calling the game. You know, like he's
beating us. Let's be real.
He's beating us every time we play him.
Let's be real. You're looking down at your play sheet and you're Todd Haley. Let's do this pass to Antonio Brown. Let's do this pass to Antonio Brown. Now let's run it three times to Le'Veon Bell. Oh, wait, that pass to Antonio Brown. It's almost unfair because Brown runs every route you can run.
Yeah.
And gets open, makes it look like the defense never covers him.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then when they do, he makes catches that he shouldn't make.
That's a franchise that I want the Chiefs to be like every year, just be really competitive. And I think because
We just want to take that next step.
Yeah.
Win the home playoff games, get into the championship area.
That's why I think that's one of the things I think that Alex Smith will be in the Ring of Honor because when we were 2-14
and
murder suicide stuff going on there. And then now we're a perennial playoff contender, pretty old, you know, division round playoff contender.
And we've won. We've won a playoff.
Yeah, we have won a playoff. We beat
Houston.
We beat Houston with who was the quarterback? Who was the quarterback?
TJ, was it TJ Yates?
No, it wasn't TJ Yates. It was somebody else. It was somebody.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
The guy threw like 5 interceptions. He played terrible.
Sage Rosenthal.
No.
I mean,
the old Iowa State quarterback. Shout out. what was his name? He plays for the he plays for the 49ers now. Hoyle. Hoyer. Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what. That was quite a game.
Yeah, that was a great game.
And that was also the downfall of the Minnesota kicker. Remember the Minnesota kicker that missed the extra point or whatever?
Yeah, and then now he's with Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, I know that because my daughter, Betsy, had just been born, and I was in the hospital watching those games.
Really?
Yes.
When the kicker missed a 27-yard field goal
to beat the Seattle
team. Yeah. That's like
in like a 2-degree weather.
Like Lynn Elliott-like stuff right there. Do you remember Lynn Elliott? Like, that was like my last.
I do.
That was my playoff game.
Yes,
that
I do.
And that's what, like, to me, that's what has always cursed this franchise, a home playoff game. Because I went there, I was at that game in 96.
So what you're saying, you should never go to a home playoff
game. And I haven't been since, and I don't, you know. I went there with my dad, and, like, our hot chocolate turned into frosty malts.
It's pretty bad when you start dipping your – with an ice cream scene.
Yeah, right.
Because it's
yeah.
gotten so cold.
We would go to the bathroom and, like, just listen to it because it was so cold out. But so funny story about that game, all right? I'll tell you that story time here because this is the Chiefs. This is Marty. This is Marty Schottenheimer and why he never won with us. Is that our quarterback, Steve Bono, was having a horrible game. It was a terrible game. And it came down to the last drive. We replaced Steve Bono with a guy named Rich Gannon. Gannon let us in the field goal range, and everybody was chanting Lynn, 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 and we were all like, you know, he just missed, you know, two easy field goals before, but we're like, all right, Lynn, 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 and he kicks it, and it's like wide, whatever, and 80,000 people signed me to say the F word. It was horrible. And then, like, riding back on, like, that little metro, whatever there.
Oh,
just, it was terrible.
See, your playoff experience kind of reminds me of the very first opening day I went to for Royals.
So, tell us about
my very first Royals opening day. It was, like, 38 degrees. And we had this young pitcher who had been number one pick, Lou Kochaver, on the mound.
Yes.
And before the first inning was over, it was already like 6-0. And we're all like,
what year was it?
What are we here? I think it was like, was that 08 or 09?
Okay.
Or two, maybe, no, it might have been 2010.
Okay.
All I remember is it was so cold that we started just like, there was nothing to talk about because there was no coming back from the fact we were getting slobbered.
Who'd they play?
I can't even remember who they played. All I remember is he gave up like 6 in the first inning. And everybody knew. Everybody in the stadium knew this is over.
Yeah, that was who's their manager? Was it Buddy Bell at the time?
No, it wasn't Yost yet, I think. It may
Hillman?
Have been
was it Hillman?
First. It was either Hillman or Yost. Yeah, it was,
okay.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that was some bad. Is that what's your worst like sports memory that you have?
Oh man, you know, honestly, I could some of those could be KU basketball
March
Final Fours.
It's pretty. Name any March?
No, really, just
outside of OA.
The Syracuse game was a tough one to watch.
And championship game.
Yes, the championship game. But probably one of my worst ones would have been. Oh man. I think probably for me personally was when I was a freshman in high school, we were at the state playoffs in basketball.
Okay.
And our team went like 1-for-21 from the 3-point line.
Wow.
And lost in double overtime to the defending state champions.
Oh man.
It was just like our shooters just couldn't hit anything. It was at Bramlage Coliseum and like,
really?
You know, and like I mean, our guys just couldn't hit a thing.
Dang it.
And so, like, that was the best team that our school probably ever had, and we just went and laid an egg the first night. That was not a great after having this huge run to get in. But as far as professional, man, I think watching the game when Alex Smith got knocked out against the Colts, Alex Smith goes down, Jamal Charles goes down.
Yeah.
His backup, I think it was down to like Niles Davis.
Yeah, it was Niles Davis. Yeah.
I mean, everybody was getting hurt. And just seeing that happen, like, oh, man, we're going to lose, you know?
Yeah, that was up there for me. That was, I have so many of them.
By the way, it was 2012 that game happened.
That was your first? That was your first?
That was my first opening day.
Oh, okay. Royals. I was like, that was your first Royals game,
no.
Dude.
2012 when Lucio Tabor gave up 7 runs in the first inning.
Man, like, yeah. So that, I guess that would be like your worst like live sports
yes,
moment.
Yes, that would have been my worst. And it really was that. Yeah. In 2012, 7 first round innings to the runs to the Indians.
Yeah, that okay. So I'll share with you. God, I'm just like trying to figure out mine because I'm so jaded as a sports fan. Like even just like watching like the Chiefs, you're just like, all right, when's the shoe gonna fall off? All right, when's Kelce gonna drop a pass? When's the ref gonna rule against us? Mm-hmm. When's Eric Fisher gonna hold James Harrison? That would probably be my game would be the win Elliott game.
Yeah,
13-3 and lost to Jim Harbaugh and the Colts and Marshall Faulk. They were a better team though. Like they had more talent. If you look back at that talent,
just crazy.
Jim Harbaugh and Marshall Faulk were better than our running backs. But yeah, that was awful. And then just pretty much I think probably KU 97 Arizona when they played.
Oh
maybe.
Yeah.
And that was another one.
They were easily the best team.
Yeah,
just
when they had
blew it.
Paul Pierce, Jared Haas.
Pollard,
Jock Vaughn, yeah, so they were the best team, and they lost to
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
Who won the national
title? Yeah, Mike Bibby in Arizona.
Mike Bibby.
And as far as what was your best? What's your best? We'll kind of wrap up with that.
Probably the best one for me is the 08 Jayhawks when Chalmers.
What were you doing with Chalmers' shot?
Here's the thing. So, shout out to Warren Thomas. Who is a Mizzou fan and watched every single KU game in the tournament with me.
Did he really?
Yes. Well, I went over to his house and because I was kind of new to Kansas City and I came over and he watched every game in the tournament with me. We sat in the same places.
Is that the same
house.
Year that Missouri, were they in the tournament
no,
that year?
No, that wasn't the same year. No.
Norfolk
that
State?
Was, that was 2012.
Okay.
But so we sat in the same places each game, especially as it got closer and closer. And then watched that game. We thought, man, they're going to lose. And they come back. And it's so sweet because Calipari, they couldn't hit free throws. They won the game. And then you have the Mario, the underrated thing about that was Sherron Collins getting the steal.
That was amazing. And
okay.
The pass that he made too.
Pass, I mean, let's be real. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah. So
that's the best one.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. That, I loved everything about that. I'll tell you, I was in Chicago watching this. We'll watch this right now. I hope you guys can hear this, but I'll play it over it. So we have, is that Derrick Rose?
Derrick Rose is shooting a free throw.
A healthy
Derrick Rose, and they're missing. And there it is. He misses the first.
Hey, here's how much I've watched this. I could quote any Billy Packer quote. He backed off as well. It's called pressure. This goes with my breakfast every morning.
It's like Christmas all over. Right?
It is, isn't it? And then,
he makes
look
one.
Look at that team that we had. Like, Sherron Collins, man, just coming out of the weight room. So, I love it.
He's a freshman.
Yeah, he is.
There it is.
Listen for the tie. Oh, got it! Boom!
Oh,
I almost fell
out
of my chair
right
watching this again.
Like, you knew it was over.
Now, if you go look back at that again,
it's
a terrible play. So, and then when Derrick Rose, like, just Joey Dorsey fouled out of the game, Calipari doesn't know what he's doing at all. Calipari panicked in that last second, man.
Yeah.
I've never seen, and I love that. I loved everything about that game. I love the fact that, like, Brandon Rush, you know, was guarding Chris Douglas Roberts. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great game. That's probably
You know what's even closer to that? Like, even though we lost, the 2012 team that went to the national championship and did it all because they were studs on defense was Relaford.
Yeah.
That's probably my all-time favorite.
Yeah,
team.
That game against Ohio State, like when they were down by like 10 at half, and then they
throw
came
out
back
the junk defenses.
And
with
who is it? Jeff Withey?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just
blocking
everything in sight.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy should have had – that guy should have broke the record. I think Shaq stills the record, but that guy should have had
that.
That
was great.
He got robbed of that. Mine probably would be I'll just go – it'd probably be the wild card game against the A's.
Yeah.
Because and I'm gonna call Chase out here. I was watching it. We were at our house, and I was watching it with Chase. And that guy – I mean, he just kept farting the whole game. Because that's what he does when he got nervous. He just kept – and then, like – the kids, he would put his kids to sleep, and we'd yell, and they'd wake up. And then we were just, like, watching, like, going, like, back and forth, like, going, you know, oh, my gosh. It was because at that point, I'd never seen really a professional team of mine win in the playoffs.
Right, yeah, no, we didn't know what that was like.
Chiefs, like, blowing a 28-point lead to the Colts.
Exactly.
That same year. So I was watching that, and, you know, when Salvi got that hit, You know what I'm talking about? Salvi got that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I went up, screamed. I was like, yeah! And because Chase, like he said before, he's like, dude, if they end up winning this game, I'm taking this TV down. And like, I think Chase's shirt was off at this time too. I don't know what happened.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like he was just like so, just like walking around like, yeah! And I screamed, and the kids will come. The babies were crying upstairs, so Chase had to go like put them to sleep, and like and then we like went outside because we're like we have to go outside. What just happened? And then like people were out there like in our neighborhood,
just screaming.
And like fireworks were going off, and that led to a lot of playoff success for the Royals. That started the whole run.
Yep,
and it ended up in the World Series win a year later. But two World Series later, man. So that was probably my favorite game that I've ever watched, and one of my favorite sports moments.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And just waking up the kids, man. So, hot take. We'll end with this. Who wins the Super Bowl this year? Who plays in it?
Hot take. I'm going. Steelers. I think it's going to end up being the Steelers, and really for me, the NFC team. Oh, I don't know.
You take your pick. The backup quarterback.
I'm going to go really hot take.
Yeah.
I like the Vikings.
With Case Keenum, even.
Their defense is so legit, I think they can survive.
I got their defense on fantasy.
I'm saying Steelers versus the Vikings, and Steelers win.
Nice. I'm going to go.
Which means both those teams will lose in the first round. That they play probably because of that.
Well, the Vikings have a bye.
So does
and they're probably and the Vikings are probably playing like the Saints have a bye too. I don't know,
it's gonna be the Eagles and the Vikings.
Yeah, that's right. And so both like the NFC is just like rattled with injuries there.
Yep.
So it's I don't know. I'll still go with the Eagles because I think Nick Foles is a better backup. I don't know. That's a hard pick though. The NFC. I don't know. My hot take. I'm going with the Saints. I like Drew Brees, so I'm gonna go with him. I'm gonna go with it. Don't let me down, Chiefs.
He's doing it. He believes.
The Chiefs are gonna end their playoff misery and beat the Steelers, or they're gonna beat the Ravens. They're gonna go to New England. They're gonna beat the Patriots. Then they're going to Pittsburgh, and they're going to beat the Steelers, and then they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
And lose to the Saints, or something?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So I have, I'm going to get in trouble because this is not going to happen. But I'm going to have the Chiefs versus the Saints in the Super Bowl.
There it is. And who's winning the Super Bowl?
Saints.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna get a first round pick.
We are. Although I don't know if you probably shouldn't trade a guy after you win a Super Bowl. No. If they win the Super Bowl with him, You need to find a way to keep them.
Yeah, they get tough.
Yeah. But it's man, is it gonna be outside in Minnesota in the Super Bowl?
No, it's enclosed.
Okay, good, because I was like, that's gonna suck. Anyways, I'm Ryan McChesney. I'm here with Connor.
I'm Connor Scholes.
Hot takes. Clayton Kershaw will win the Cy Young
with about 24 wins.
And that's all, man. Bleep, bleep, bleep. That's all, folks. I'm gonna edit some.